Kit Patton, Monterey, Massachusetts. I want to say that I really enjoyed the roundtable today, the 21st of July. I agree with Malcolm Nance's assessment concerning Trump's solid 25% of loyalists, with one exception. I think that if that 25% sees a substantial decline in their incomes, they will bail from Trump in a heartbeat. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Mike Shaniger, and I'm from Schenectady. I just wanted to comment that Alan made a comment on Friday that the fifth horse in the fifth race, and I don't know if he knows what he's talking about, but the fifth horse won in the fifth race. It was Southampton Way, and it paid 28. And I'd just like to thank Alan for that tip. Bye.
My name is Eleanor Berger, Ellie Berger. I live in Plattsburgh, New York. I'm a very enthusiastic member of WAMC. I hope in the future that people will follow Libby's example on the round table, and anybody that says Democrat Party should be corrected to say Democratic Party. This is there's a history behind why people have been taught to say that, and it's not good. So people, the Republicans in particular, should be corrected. Number two, I am delighted that Judy Enck is going to be involved in the roundtable, and I encourage our people throughout the day on this station to cover environmental issues.
Hi, my name is Christine Nielsen. I'm calling from New York. I just wanted to say, I think that the media has given our sitting U.S. president enough free advertisement, and it might be well if we didn't use his name anymore and just called him the U.S. sitting president.
What would have happened if all the governors, the Republican governors of all these southern states and other states, red states, had actually set up their health care exchanges and received all the Medicaid money they were supposed to receive? Why don't you ask the panelists if that would have helped Obamacare? Thank you. My name is Mike. Mike from Brooklyn, New York.
Debbie Henry Thornton from Sheffield, Mass. And we wish you a happy birthday. And Henry's 84, and he still works 5 days a week, you know, full time. Drives an hour each way to work in the morning. Goes to the gym at before work to the Y and rows and does his other exercises. So I think you got a good chance. Bye. Happy birthday.